A new art space in Columbus's King Lincoln District uses shipping containers to spotlight local artists. The goal is to host monthly programs and events. With me to talk about that is Marshall Shorts with the Maroon Arts Group, which partnered with the City of Columbus to open the new space here on Mount Vernon Avenue. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So why use shipping containers?
Shipping containers are affordable. We saw that people were utilizing them in other cities and other spaces, and it's something that I personally wanted to do for a long time and creating a studio or art space. So when the opportunity came for Maroon Arts Group as an organization to do something in the community, we thought shipping containers were a low barrier to access. We didn't have to build a permanent structure. It kind of came already structured.
This is a mix between an art gallery and performance space, and people can see what it looks like at WOSU.org. But for our listeners, describe how you're using the containers.
Sure. We are using the containers as a community arts gallery. And then we also have a container that will operate as sort of a theater space and stage for performance. And then we also have Willoughby Soul Veg, who is also on the land as a food vendor.
And each container is grounded with a deck. There are some flower pots also.
Sure. We wanted it to look attractive and beautiful in the community. This is a great community, and we wanted it to be, you know, professional and engaging and attractive. So, you know, the decks are also part of accessibility, so the gallery has a wheelchair accessibility, and we also wanted it to, you know, be beautiful and inviting.
Do you know if this shipping container art space is the first of its kind?
No, it's not. In the city of Columbus, I would say yes, but there are other cities where we've seen similar spaces, maybe not the exact way we have it, but we have seen shipping container galleries. Although not widespread, we did use inspiration from other places to innovate here.
Your group, Maroon Arts, works to give Black artists a platform in Columbus. What kinds of acts will we see performing in this new space?
Music acts, poetry acts. Maroon Arts group does a poetry piece called Roots every third weekend of the month. So that's one of the kind of ongoing programs. We've also done writer's residencies, stage plays, choreo poems. But outside of that, you know, again, we're wanting that to open that up to the community to see more.
Is it still harder for African-American artists to find work, to get recognized?
I would say yes. I would say, you know, we need more spaces that showcase and promote the work of African-American artists and also artists of color. So, you know, we live in a day and age where technology has offered a bigger platform for a lot of different artists. So you definitely see more. But on a local level, I think there's a lot more that we could be doing.
I've been talking with Marshall Shorts from the Maroon Arts Group about a new art space in the King Lincoln District. It uses shipping containers to display works from local artists. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you.